flag up at that church.
Ooh.
Cute. So they're celebrating too. Okay, well, anyway, it's the morning of Pride and we're on our way.
It's Saturday morning.
What an ass. People here drive like crazy.
Because he's going to get to that red light way before we do.
Yeah, like 6 or 8 feet before we do.
On our way to Pride, it doesn't have designated parking there.
Yeah, they just close off a section of this main street.
Yeah, so it may be, it's not supposed to start for...
1 minute.
1 minute, so... You know, we're going to be among the first people there, I expect.
We were early, and then I decided I needed to change pants several times.
That's usually my role.
Yeah, anytime we go to queer events, I'm changing my outfit
at least twice. That's true. Jem is one of those queer people who wants to make sure at all times that there is no mistaking whether they are gay or not. And so, especially at Pride.
Definitely at Pride.
So,
you know, I hid myself for so long, and I denied myself for so long.
I hope you don't understand.
I know you're...
You know I'm absolutely...
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm just explaining that that's... It just kind of all came bursting out of the rainbow closet.
Yeah. And now you just have all this love of being gay.
Yeah, I really don't want to get hit on by dudes. I had enough of that. But I'm wearing a hat with a rainbow patch on it. I'm wearing my rainbow tank top, and I've got my overalls. And what is going on up here?
Well, somebody was trying to turn left across to go into the farmer's market, and it's parking on the street. It's 2 lanes down to 1.
Oh, this is all kinds of fun.
Everybody's trying to get past everybody else to butt in line.
Hey, those people look gay. No, just kidding. They're straight.
It's a gay and a lesbian.
Oh, that's why they're holding hands. The guy had really long, curly hair, and I thought, anyway.
Oh, this goes out into the street. Look at that. There you go. Okay.
What?
Well,
we've arrived.
We've arrived, and it's...
Yeah, they block off the whole street.
Oh, I don't want to park there anyway. Yeah, I didn't realize they blocked it off. Well, sweet.
Oh, yeah. I was aware.
Oh, and it's already very crowded.
So, now we got to find a parking space.
Yeah, we'll find one. This is an old neighborhood. There's one.
Well, you fit.
We'll find out. I am the world's third worst parallel parker.
Well, you could always let me do it.
Oh, well, I could.
If you wanted.
I know, but this is kind of a busy street, too, and there are cars coming. Like, oh, shut up.
It's telling you you're going to hit something.
I see it. Thank you very much. I see it. Bossy Betty.
It's just trying to keep you from hitting the curb.
I know what it's trying to do, but it told me. Okay, thank you. I know.
Good parallel parking, babe.
Hold on. So, by the way, my insignia that I'm gay, aside from the fact that you take a look at me and I don't, you know, appear to be cisgender, is the only thing I'm taking with me to signify that I'm gay is my iced coffee. I was going to wear my pride earrings, but I...
Didn't.
I didn't. Just don't.
Now you've got these cute hoops in instead.
I like my hoops. Okay.
Well, this isn't too bad. It's only like a block away.
Great.
I don't know what the parking system was so upset about. There's several feet back here. There's... Look at all this space.
I know. Well, I used to live here. This is an old neighborhood of mine.
It's lovely.
Sorry?
It's lovely. Oh, I like this mural. It's got a sun and clouds and mushrooms and flowers. It's very cheery.
And our favorite restaurant.
Our favorite restaurant. Yeah, it's right here. Oh, there's our favorite gay bookstore. Of course they have it right here. And it says Celebrate Pride on the door. Wow, they tore out the sidewalk just in time for Pride. Nice.
Hello, yes.
Hey,
came in back.
No, it's okay. This is the main entrance door. I did not know it was going to be such beautiful, windy, beautiful.
I love your tattoo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good time.
Hi, how are you all?
How are you?
Good. We are
Presbyterian Church. This is the food pantry we've opened recently.
Oh, great.
If you guys want to win some tumblers, we're going to give some tumblers away at the end of the day if you want to fill out.
I think we have enough of them. Yeah, we make them, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice to meet you all.
Thank you. Free mom hugs.
How are you all doing today?
Oh, this is cute. Hi.
Would either of you like a free mom hug? High five? Fist bump?
Yes.
Free mom hug? Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. You sure? Anything on this table, if you see it and it speaks to you, it is yours. Most of it has been made by volunteers across the state or donated locals. So now we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We have a chapter in every state and some like Puerto Rico and everywhere else. So yeah, we're free mom hugs. Would you like a free hug or a high five?
Do it. They're great hugs.
Yes.
A high five?
I'll take a high five. I'll take all the hugs you give me.
Thank you. I got a sticker.
Oh, that's such a fabulous sticker.
I know. Rocky Horror Lips. Right from that little box with the stickers in it.
Yeah, I hope it's okay.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Made by Marvel. We at Justice Network, are you familiar with us?
I'm not.
We do abortion services, like helping people gain abortion access and reproductive health.
Oh, great.
We also have our trans health. So we have fun information, stickers.
Can we just take them?
Yes, please.
I'm going to put this on my car.
Good.
Trying to be like the most stickered car in the
world. Yes.
Awesome goals. You got some competition, man. Because I've seen some people's cars. I'm like, wow.
I know. Every time I see someone with more than me, I'm like, time to buy more stickers.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Hi there.
Thank you for stopping by. Have a great day.
You too. Babe, I need a break. There's too many people. I need to not.
Hi, you beautiful people. Would you all like to help us out with a dollar or two donation for our kids? We do self-esteem training with children, and I'm a teacher at middle school. I teach social studies and science over there.
Thank you.
Here you go, sir.
I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you all for your support, baby.
Oh, no. That was not good. I haven't heard that happen to you in a long time. Well, so I don't know if you heard that, but she just got served, which is, what the fuck. She can't look more female right now. I'm pissed. There are a lot of organizations out here, and now we're kind of getting into more vendors. Behavioral health. There's a lot of cute dogs here.
We got free bags, we got free shirts.
I think we're okay.
You want a bag?
Thank you. No, thank you.
All right.
We're good.
You want a bag?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Hi! There are so many people and there's a lot of noise and I wish I had brought my headphones. Somebody with a really big camera, maybe the news. Oh, there's a lot of behavioral health and the United for Equality, Planned Parenthood, Foundation for Suicide Prevention. There's a lot of church groups, which is nice to see. Jules got stuck at another booth talking to someone. AIDS Alliance, HIV testing. It smells like French fries. Oh, there's a McDonald's right there. I just can't stand talking to each person at each booth about what they're doing. Like, I can't do that right now. There's too many people, and they don't want to talk to me. I want to get stickers, but then I'd have to walk to the booth, and then they're going to talk to me, and I don't want to do it. I love seeing people all dressed up for Pride. Family Zone, sponsored by GE. Oh, I guess there's a stage where they're going to do drag later. Oh, here's a spa. More cute dogs. Animal hospital. A seminary. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to buy a t-shirt at some point. Just looking like I'm thinking I want to look at all the t-shirts and get one. Ooh. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Uh-oh. Did I do that? A sign fell over. We could get you a rainbow tail, babe. Then everyone would know you're gay.
No.
Oh, I'll bleep that out. But this is the gay bar that everybody talks about.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, I think there's animals. There's kittens. Oh my goodness. Ah. Get me away from the kittens, quickly. We'll end up with four cats instead of three. Hey, there's my bank. Already got some. Thank you.
Oh, you go in.
Oh, okay. Pet bow tie for your pet. I am just taking a break over here in the shade. There are so many people and I'm feeling really overwhelmed. I love seeing all the gays out. It makes me really happy, but just all the people at the booths like really want to talk to you, and I am not about that. Already pretty tired. So Jules is talking to someone and I am gonna hang out and take a breather.
We were kind of big in our transgender support group. And I said, if they don't have one here, we're going to start one. And then it turns out they had one.
Yes.
And we were going to go. There was a Sunday, like last Sunday.
I think it was last week, and I was just, like, too tired.
Our meeting is next Sunday.
Oh, good. Well, at the we should come.
Sunday at 3, from 3 to 5, and it's open to non-binary folks also.
Sweet. Okay. We are heading out of the festival now. There's a protester out here. I don't know if you can hear him. All by his lonesome with a sign that says, no grooming. Please go away! He walked through the whole place earlier holding his sign that said no grooming.
Oh, well, he could, of course he says that.
Yeah, you can tell he doesn't look like he's performed much personal grooming in the a while. Well, anyway, that was fun, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to talk to as many people as you wanted to talk to.
Oh, that's just so not true.
Oh, no? You wanted to talk to more people?
Well, I mean, it was a little bit toasty. No, but I talked to a lot of people, and I mostly talked to people at the local trans support group, which we've been talking about going to.
Right. And you got your face painted by them.
I got my face painted with a trans butterfly.
It's very cute.
What time is it? So it's almost 1, and we've been here for 2 hours.
Yeah, and I saw a step dancing.
Oh, that was so cool.
Like teen girls step dance squad.
So, yeah.
It was cool, and they had an ASL interpreter, so I had to stop and watch since I'm taking ASL.
Jen is so good at ASL.
I am not.
Well.
But I am attempting.
Well, I know. B.
You know, B?
Uh-huh.
Like the sign for the insect?
No.
Oh. The letter B?
Yes.
Oh.
We did meet a lot of people.
When did we ever? That's my quota for the year. Yeah, you'll get out. It felt, especially early on, it felt very corporate.
Yeah, I mean, these things attract that.
Yeah, didn't love that.
At least at the Pride Festival, all these businesses are really pro-pride. You know who else there were a lot of is people running for judge.
Yes, there's a lot of political.
And political candidates of all kinds. I think the judges, I don't know, but there seemed to be most of them were judges, and I hope that's reflected in their decisions.
Yeah.
I know one of them to be in the community.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I bought a shit ton of stickers.
You bought so many stickers.
I did. Like, pretty much anybody who is offering stickers, I bought a sticker or three from. I'm going to empty my pockets and see what I got. I also bought an enamel pin from a cat rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I could make donations. They had kittens. It was so fucking cute. So there's the pin. And then I've got Be a Good Human, Good Vibes Only, and this little ghost that might glow in the dark.
Okay.
And then I got more from the Cat Cafe, one that says meow with a cat head, one that has their logo in rainbow colors, and one that says cats are better than people. And I got a sticker that says you are loved, and it's got the rainbow and trans colors. So that's one pocket. Yes. Wasn't kidding when I say I'm going to have the most stickered car in the city.
So let's just tell everybody in the audience that you know that car when you're driving down the road and you're behind that car and the whole back is stickers.
That's me.
That is Jim.
Some of them have fallen off over the summer because it's gotten so hot.
Oh, they fell off from being hot.
And yeah, and the weather just, the sun and everything just peels them off. So.
Okay.
I've got one that says Trans Health Justice Now. I've got one that's a, like the lips from Rocky Horror Picture Show, but they're all dripping rainbows. And I got one that's got three handmaids on it from Handmaid's Tale that says, "Don't let the bastards grind you down." So those are the stickers that I got. And I also bought a book that I've been wanting to buy and not buying called Dykes to Watch Out For.
It's always been my opinion that people with their backs of their cars covered with bumper stickers do the, particularly people such as myself with attention deficit issues, a major service.
Stuck at a stoplight, you'll be entertained.
Right. Instead of trying to look around you and do the alphabet game or something. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to think of my car as a public service. We'll talk some more when we're in a quieter space because it's not as much fun to go through the audio when it's so loud.
We just got back from our first meeting for trans people here in Beep. And whilst I was doing my hair and obsessing over my clothes beforehand, I wondered what it is about going to meetings with other LGBT people that makes you want to dress very carefully and look like your absolute best.
And what is it?
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I feel that way whenever I go out. But you're right.
Just like but you're extra careful with Pride stuff.
We're absolutely.
I mean, having gone to Pride fairly recently and now going to this meeting, it just kind of was like, oh, right. Like, I have to obsess over my outfit in a way that I don't normally.
Well, I have a theory.
All right.
I would like to hear your theory.
That was my thing. I don't have a theory.
I have this overarching theory.
Okay.
That a lot of us, we have that doubt in the back of our minds. Are we trans enough? Are we trans enough? Are we trans enough? And we're always looking for ways to, you know, validate ourselves. Want to drop into a conversation that I have felt trans since I was, you know, in the womb. Or, you know, I think we're always looking, a lot of us are always looking for ways to validate ourselves. We just feel that kind of nagging sense of doubt about whether we're really trans enough. We think everybody else has it together, and maybe do we? And I'm thinking maybe this is just our way of adding a little bit of, yeah, I see, look how trans I am.
Because we're going to see other trans people, and
right.
maybe they're more trans than we are.
Right.
Maybe they're more valid than we are.
Right, or maybe they'll see the questions, you know, they'll have the same questions about our transness that we have.
And I didn't have any questions about the transness of any person in that room.
No.
No.
And I didn't feel doubt, especially at this meeting, but, you know, going into it, I'm always, I don't know, I often have that nagging doubt. And it's funny because I really don't doubt it, but it's just that voice speaking in your head. What do you think?
I think that is a really good theory. There's something percolating in my brain, and I haven't quite held on to it yet.
Okay.
About this is a place where we're allowed to present exactly as we feel.
Right.
No one is going to say shit about it. That's we are
true.
Allowed to do exactly what we want with no expectation and
That's
to be
true.
Accepted exactly as we wish to dress
That's
and
true.
How we want to present. And, well, for me, that's always a minefield because how is that, you know, from day to day? That's different.
Oh, you mean how you...
Yeah. How I present. But, I mean, everybody there was pretty much, like, dressed fairly nicely.
Yeah, most of the people were pretty well, you know.
You know, and very much according to the gender that they... or the pronouns that they chose to ask us to use. It was, I mean... Yeah, there weren't any sweatpants or, like, there weren't even a lot of T-shirts.
No.
Incidentally, for those of you wondering if there's any background noise here, we're recording from our recording studio C, also known as our front porch.
Yes.
Our front porch, I guess you would call it.
This our front stoop.
Our front stoop, and people are driving by. We have a little game we play. You want to tell them about the game we play?
I can start and you can finish. How about that? So we have a speed bump near our house.
Yeah, it's one of those long, low speed bumps.
Yes, and people going down here frequently scrape their cars on the speed bump if they're going too fast.
Yeah, part of the undercarriage gets scraped on it because they're going too fast or because the car's too low to the ground.
Yes. And so we are rooting for them to make as much noise as possible and do as much damage as possible to their vehicles.
I'm not looking for damage. I just want a little bit of action. I want a little excitement.
Like a bumper to fall off. So,
you're very twisted sometimes.
Do you remember the one time when that there was, I don't know if you were here, if it was my son, but we... Like someone went over here with a trailer and something fell off of it. And they had to
oh my God.
They were like, shit. And they had to get out and put it back on. It was funny.
Anyway, so yeah, we have three different levels of noise that they make when they scrape.
And this is Jules's thing. She has rules for everything. And so we've got some rules for this game. You know, three different levels of points that you can get for scraping sounds.
Yeah.
This one is not going to scrape as it's an SUV.
No, his undercarriage is way too high. He could have gone over that thing at 50 miles an hour. Still wouldn't have made a noise.
Sometimes a sports car, a really low van, will be coming along and we'll be like, yes, yes, yes.
So normal is 2 and it's 2 points.
Normal.
If it's just a normal scrape, and if it's a very light scrape, it's 1, but... We've had several who got it coming and going, so it was 2 ones, which equals 2.
One set of wheels scrape, other set of wheels scrape. That's 1 plus 1 is 2.
Yeah. Anyway.
And 3 is a nice big one.
Yeah, it's long and loud and excellent. It's very juicy.
That one almost did it. They're going too slow.
Anyway, that's our little twisted game that we play.
So that's what, we sit out on our porch and...
We're in the suburbs.
And hope that someone will injure their car.
Yeah.
Or at least their paint job.
Yeah.
So, I just was thinking about that when I was doing my hair.
Well, I mean, I think that's a great question. I think about this all the time. I think about this issue all the time. You know, I've said this on this program before, how Jazz Jennings screwed us all.
That's so not true.
It's absolutely not true. And, you know, Jazz Jennings has her own bad problems. She's not growing up in the most friendly of environments. She's had a lot of troubles in her life. It's not like her life was golden. It's just that, she insisted on it when she was 1 and a half. And,
And
just,
so you feel like that set the bar for everyone.
That's exactly how I feel.
Society.
I feel like it set the bar for me. And I feel like a lot of people feel like it set the bar for them. Not just
because she was visible.
Because she essentially transitioned at the age of 18 months or 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, that is probably going to become a lot more common as time goes on.
Absolutely.
But, right now there are a lot of people who had to fight a lot of fights just, almost internally and all kinds of other fights. And I'm not saying Jazz Jennings didn't fight a lot of fights. Jazz Jennings has fought many fights. And it's not Jazz Jennings the person. It's Jazz Jennings the idea. It's the people who know that they're transgender and insist on their transgenderness at the age of, 18, 24 months. And
2.5 years maybe. And I'm so happy that those people are becoming more and more and more common. Parents are getting educated.
I think that's the other half of it.
Families, right.
Because, I mean, kids can insist all they want that they're the other gender, but their parents, if they're not supporting, they're going to squash that down in that kid before they hit kindergarten. Yeah,
boy, I feel sorry for those kids too, you know. Anyway, if Jess, if you're listening, I have a special place in my heart for you, and I'm not coming down on any of these people at all. I think
that was a one.
I didn't hear it.
It's because you were talking.
I was flapping my gums. but I'm just saying that there are a lot of us, especially who are older than, you know, 24 or whatever age, who, it's late in life anything, late in life lesbians, late in life, you know, non-binary people. Late in life means different things to different people. There are people who decided they were transgender at 75 or 80.
People, you mean decided to come out?
Yeah, I think people who have, well, all kinds of things. But anyway, yeah, I wish for us all that every day we hold on tighter to our notion of validity. It's something we say a lot, and I hope that equally we feel it in our hearts, and we know it in our hearts, and it just doesn't come overnight.
Yeah, it really doesn't. You have to do a lot of soul searching and a lot of experimenting and a lot of living and a lot of experiencing.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you dream, is your gender ever part of that or ever acknowledged as part of that?
The only way that gender enters my dreams is when I'm fighting with someone about it, about using my pronouns, about using my name.
But
when I dream, it's all in first person. I don't see myself.
Okay.
So, I don't know. What about you?
All kinds of things. I mean, a lot of times it's what you just described, that I my gender doesn't figure into the story. But sometimes I'm my birth gender.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes I am my real gender. And it's confusing. And it's, you know... I think many of us at least wish we didn't have these conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's a really long answer to a very simple question. Anyway.
That's all I wanted I just wanted to think about, why do we take such care with our presentation?
You know,
when we're doing pride stuff.
This is just a major part of when I think about gender nonconformity. This is a lot of what I think about.
What is?
About inner conflicts about validity, inner conflicts about how trans or how non-binary we really, really are. You know, can those people, there are all kinds of theories about this, you know. It's on my mind a lot about imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
You know, that's just one aspect of it. And deep down inside, how trans do I feel? And I just don't have any doubt about it on the surface. I don't have any doubt about it very far down. But then why occasionally do I dream in my birth gender? I don't know. And that is, we're a long way from your original question.
That's fine. I sometimes dream that I'm still married to my ex.
Oh, yeah?
Probably about half the time.
Really? Well, I mean, you're married to your ex for some time.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And together for 5 years before that, so.
Right. So that makes all kinds of sense. And, you know, and I was presenting and for a long time living, thinking I was my birth gender. So that, you know, you just don't get over that overnight.
Yeah, your brain's processing. All right. Well, thanks for joining me for this mini fall porch discussion.
This fall's supposed to be much cooler this week.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk to you guys later. And
bye-bye.
Girls and non-binary pals.
Bye-bye.
All of you. Bye.